Welcome, everyone, to KTWHLP Two Harbors Community Radio, 99.5 on your dial, ktwh.org on your streaming device, bringing you this week's stories behind the stories in Lake County Press with writer and editor Kitty Mayo. Good morning, Kitty. How are you on this somewhat rainy kind of a morning here?
I'm well, Tom. Thank you.
Good. I had a kind of a rocky start this morning, but I think things seem to be going pretty well here. So let's start out with our lead story about the Josephs saying farewell but not goodbye to the Northland. Pastors Jim and Barb Josephs are retiring.
That is right. So Jim and Barb are the pastors, the co-pastors at Living Waters Fellowship Church in Two Harbors. And actually, they're my neighbors. They live right down the block from me. I didn't know that Barb Joseph was a pastor and a co-pastor at the church. So in interviewing Jim, who I have talked to many times in the community about a lot of different things that he's been involved in, I didn't know his wife was a co-pastor. So now she's leaving, and I found that out. I found out a lot about their lives, that they've lived on 7th Avenue in the Parsonage for 33 years. And you'll find this interesting, Tom. When I asked Jim what they were going to do next, now that they're retiring, they're moving to Fridley. Oh, fine, I said, to be close to family. Yes, to be close to family. However, Jim also told me that he and Barb would have preferred to stay in Two Harbors, the community they've made their home for over three decades and raised their kids, but they couldn't find housing that was suitable for their needs. So they chose to move to a different community. And I think that's really sad.
Well, and it does tell our story again and again and yet again.
Yeah,
people want to live here but cannot for want of a house.
And they lived here for 33 years and raised their kids. And Jim and Barb have both been very active at the Lakeview Academy in Duluth, Lakeview Christian Academy. They were there when it was started. They both taught there. Jim was librarian. I found out he has a library degree. Didn't know that either. He built, put the library together at that school. Jim has been super active all throughout Two Harbors and Duluth, visiting elders and doing services for elders in community settings for elders. And I have heard from people at those centers, different places, how much that's meant to him. He's not giving that up. He'll just be doing that at nursing homes in the Twin Cities because he'll live there now. So I see this, these resources and these people that have been such community supporters moving away is a hard time. But they did have a really positive gathering at the church this last Saturday. A couple of questions I had for Jim was about what's next for Living Waters Church. They have the number of people, I'm trying to use the right verbiage here, the number of people that attend services on a weekend is somewhere between 50 and 75. They're a strong and dedicated group of people. And he said they're in the process of finding a replacement pastor and hopefully with a family who will move into the community and the parsonage as well. So he feels like that's going well. In the meantime, they're moving in November. But he has committed to continue to come to Two Harbors to help support that church and the parishioners therein, at least through the end of the year. And he said he will keep contact with Two Harbors as long as he can forever and be coming back and visiting us. So just an important community member. Jim he's part of organizing the Neighbor to Neighbor thrift store, which supports by the sales support people in need without question if they need food or help with housing or cash. I don't know if people know, but that's where those profits go to. He's helped organize the Ministerial Association, which is churches throughout Lake County who work together regardless of whether they have the same sort of dogma in their churches, and some of them don't, but they work well together to the members there to do stuff for the nursing homes, for the elders, to have special stuff happen around holidays, to do drives for just a whole variety of community-based things working together. So Jim has been a really important part of it. He's at every event that he gets asked to go to be a supportive community member. And that's how I know Jim as part of the newspaper. He's been a great supporter of the newspaper as well. And I have always really appreciated how much he believes in. I even put a Bible quote in the paper this week, which might be a little bit out of a character for me, but I really liked what Jim had to say about how we should all sort of be looking past our differences and working together to get positive things done that help all of us. So I will certainly miss that about the Josephs in Two Harbors.
Oh, sure. This is a facet, an aspect of my community that I am not a close participant in. And still, the community is diminished when someone like this leaves us, and even more so when it's because we cannot house them. And so this is an ongoing thing, and I don't know what the answer is, but in the meantime and in the meanwhile, I wish them well. And I hope that their congregation will eventually manage. And so that's the way it goes. Yep. I'm sorry for their departure. They will diminish us. Mm-hmm. Our next piece here is about the one-act play thing is continuing despite obstacles. And this piece is by Marley Schumacher, the William Kelly student intern.
Indeed. Marley's back. Marley had a wonderful year as a writing intern for the Lake County Press last year. She grew, she learned, she got better and better, and I'm just so excited to work with her for another year as an 11th grader. She wrote up a small informational bit about one-act play competition and performances. It's sort of an internalized theater thing. It's meant to be an extracurricular coach sort of performance-based team type of thing that you go to regions and you compete for places. So Marley is an actor. And she is part of the one-act play. It wasn't certain whether that was going to happen this year because the teacher who was helping with that moved away. But Paul Diener stepped in. God bless him. He's part of the Lake Superior Community Theater for years, and he's offered to step in as director for the one-act. So that's pretty awesome. And he'll do a great job with that. And they are performing, which I thought was really interesting, a play that Paul wrote. I didn't know he did that. Talented guy. He's keeping it a little bit under wraps right now while they develop the actors and stuff. The other thing is construction at William Kelly School. It's really gotten in the way of being able to get at their sets and stage and all the other stuff. But they're going to work around it, so they're pretty excited about that coming up.
Oh, sure. So this is I was aware of these students doing these one-act plays. I did not realize it was organized competition, very much like, say, debate teams, for instance, which is something that we are probably more familiar with. So instead of working out an argument between two teams of debaters, we have people presenting themselves to the public, which is a very... a lot of vulnerability going on there when you put yourself out in front of everybody. And it takes a special kind of courage to do that. And so I'm glad that it's continuing. Tip of the hat to him. And Paul Diener is an amazing resource for the community. And people, I think, probably do not fully appreciate his skills, his worth.
I agree.
Okay, enough of me and my blathering. Let's talk about October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The Two Harbors Library is welcoming a cancer survivor, Natalie Zalesnikar. And this piece is by Rick Evans.
Yep. Rick Evans you'll see his name in other newspapers. He's a freelance writer and on hire sometimes with the Lake County Press. And this is his idea. I said, yes, please write that story for us. It already happened. He went to a presentation done by Natalie Zalesnikar at the Two Harbors Library. She's written a book called The Scars You Can't See, and it chronicles her journey through surviving breast cancer and treatment and then a secondary health-related near-death experience that she had after getting infections. So Natalie was there at the library, and Rick got to see that and wrote up about it. And I just wanted to highlight that this is a personal thing. Breast cancer is treatable. People can survive it. And to help bring awareness to some of the information that Natalie's helping put out there, too, separate from her role as a representative, a state representative for parts of our region. So that's what that story is about.
And I think it is pertinent perhaps also to remind, you know, people that, you know, you go to a hospital for a procedure, oftentimes that's not the end of the adventure. Sometimes the procedure brings out complications of their own. And so it can be a very complex story, not to mention the trauma of the financial hit that you take. But that's a whole nother rant. I should just let it rest. Calm down. Let's go on to our final piece, which is a report from the school board. Our renovation of bus garages and testing scores beginning to recover, and so it goes.
Yeah, I thought it was. So they're still doing construction at the Minnehaha and at William Kelly throughout the school year and into next summer. But a new project and the last phase of the excitement with the referendum projects that were voted in, and then construction prices went up so much they didn't know if they could do all of it, and then the legislation stepped in and went ahead and gave extra funding in a sort of rare event so that all of these projects could be done. So this is the last phase. The school bus garages, I don't know if you've noticed, but they do need help. They're pretty run down. So this is a renovation of the one in Two Harbors and the one in Silver Bay. They're going to get new exterior coverings, cladding, they call it, new roof in Two Harbors. The Silver Bay one doesn't need a new roof, but they both need updated bathrooms. And there's going to be the surfaces, the exterior surfaces, so the parking lots are all going to be redone, torn out and redone with new asphalt and sidewalks and curbs and all that good stuff, and a little bit of an extension of the building in Silver Bay so that they can add some office space is what I understand. So you'll see that happening next year. It looks like those are going out to bid now. And then the other really interesting thing I thought was finding out Brett Archer, the principal at Minnehaha, was tasked in the office with analyzing statistics around testing. And I'm going to give you the short version because you can slice and dice this lots of different ways. During the pandemic, state proficiency test scores, a deeply flawed process, but we're not going to go into that because they do measure things to the extent that I think everyone can find them interesting. So on the face of it, test scores plummeted throughout the state and I'm sure throughout the country during the pandemic. Post-pandemic in 2022, or I say post-pandemic in terms that schools mostly were back in session in person, test scores started to improve. Now they're getting back 2023 scores, and they're looking significantly improved and on par with the recovery that other schools in the region, school districts in the region and state are doing. So it looks like they're back on course to get back to where they were before the pandemic, but there's still a ways to go.
Oh, sure.
That's a mouthful.
Well, it is. And so is teaching. You know, it is a skill and an art. And because it's an art, the details of it are hard to quantify and pin down and pass on from one teacher to another. It almost requires an apprenticeship. And so our way of teaching and our way of learning is based on a particular method, and when that method is interrupted for 2 years, things suffer as the teachers and the students alike relearn a new educational method or paradigm. And then when we get back to what we're familiar with, why I think it's reasonable to expect that scores would rebound. And so it's encouraging to find out that they are, in fact.
Exactly. So you got it.
Well, my goodness, that is what we have on our schedule here, unless, of course, there's something that is just panting to get out.
There's more to the story, Tom, but I'm going to save it for next week.
Very well. Thank you for that. To our listeners, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you on the radio again next week. And to you, Kitty, as well. Thank you, and bye for now.
Bye, Tom.